Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer of preparing our hearts for our nation's National Day of Prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A prayer to prepare our hearts for our nation's National Day of Prayer. Written and read by Lynette Kittle. You, Lord, are my lamp. The Lord turns my darkness into light. With your help, I can advance against a troop. With my God, I can scale a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The Lord's word is flawless. 2 Samuel 22:29 through 31. Each year, our nation has been setting aside a National Day of Prayer to gather and pray for our country as a nation. It's a time for our citizens to collectively join together in unity to pray as one voice before God. Dr. Jerry Newcomb, Executive Director of Providence Forum, states, "The National Day of Prayer reminds us our nation needs all the prayer it can get all year round." Likewise, nationally known speaker, best-selling author, and president of Amerisearch, William J. Federer, explains, "As America faces challenges in the economy from terrorism and natural disasters, one can gain inspiring faith from leaders of the past. Prayer is not new or unusual for our nation. Even before the United States of America was founded, its future leaders knew where to turn and called upon its people to pray." As Newcomb points out, prayer was important to George Washington. He had a pocket-sized edition of the Anglican Book of Common Prayer, which he used all the time. On numerous occasions, he thanked God for his help in our becoming an independent nation. During the Revolutionary War, Newcomb describes how Washington felt that the odds were so overwhelming that only God could help them win the contest. Speaking of himself in the third person, General George Washington delivered this order on July 4, 1775, a year before independence, to his troops. He requires and expects of all officers and soldiers not engaged in actual duty a punctual attendance on divine service, to implore the blessing of heaven upon the means used for our safety and defense. Throughout America's history, our leaders have turned our nation to prayer. America's 33rd president, Harry S. Truman, made the National Day of Prayer an annual observance in 1952, stating, "In times of national crisis, when we are striving to strengthen the foundations of peace, we stand in special need of divine support." Richard M. Nixon, our 37th president, called our nation to prayer in April 1970 for Apollo 13 astronauts who were in crisis. After their safe return, he called for Sunday, April 19, 1970, as a National Day of Prayer and Thanksgiving. On May 5, 1988, President Ronald Reagan established the National Day of Prayer to be held each year on the first Thursday in May, saying, "Americans in every generation have turned to their Maker in prayer. We have acknowledged our dependence on Almighty God." As well, our 43rd president, George W. Bush, declared days of prayer after the September 11, 2001, terrorist attacks and Hurricane Katrina. 1 Timothy 2:1-3 encourages us to pray for our national leaders. "I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good and pleases God our Savior, who wants all people to be saved and to come to acknowledge of the truth." Newcomb notes how humility is key to our praying for our nation, reminding us how God does not favor pride and arrogance. Proverbs 16:18 explains how pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. Let's pray. Dear Father, we come to you as a nation, asking for your mercy. As Proverbs 28:13 explains, "Whoever conceals their sins does not prosper, but the one who confesses and renounces them finds mercy. Help us, O Lord, as a country to humble ourselves before you, as James 4:10 instructs us to do. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. With repentant hearts, we come before you for forgiveness. Examine our ways, Father, and help us to return to you, as Lamentations 3:40 urges. Let us examine our ways and test them, and let us return to the Lord. Strengthen our leaders to resist and reject the temptation of corruption. Give them new hearts, like Ezekiel 36:26 describes. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh." Like 2 Chronicles 7:14 urges, lead our national leaders and citizens to salvation in Jesus Christ. "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land." In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hey friend, I'm Brooke McLaughlin, host of the Everyday Prayers podcast, a ministry of Million Praying Moms, and I'm here to invite you to partner with God for the hearts of your children on the daily. Our goal at Everyday Prayers is to help moms understand and pray God's word. Join us each weekday as we share insights from God's word for today's Christian mom. Tune in to the Everyday Prayers podcast in your favorite app or by visiting lifeaudio.com.